We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, Emily Ramirez. She is from Houston, Texas, but she is currently at the Memorial Opera House, and she's just opened 9 to 5 at the Memorial Opera House, and they just had their opening weekend this past week, and she's going to talk to us a little about that and how you can still go see the production. Emily, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome.
Well, real briefly, tell us just a short little bit about yourself, but then we want to talk about the show and some of the things you're doing with it and everything like that. And of course, this is, I think, the Northwest Indiana premiere of it.
Yes. Yeah, especially how the Memorial Opera House connected with you.
Well, I mean, they were looking for a director. I think there was a search specifically for a female director to tell such a female-led story and bring her point of view into the mix. And I was looking for more opportunities to direct. I've been producing myself for a while now. My background is, as I'm sure you've read, is in ballet and then musical theater and film and comedy, which is what I moved to Chicago for. And I just felt like I had all of the right little tools in my arsenal to bring a lot of fun and a little bit of like pathos to this this very fun musical.
It is. It was on Broadway for only like about 140 performances. But, you know, Allison Janney, from most people know from West Wing, and Megan Hilty is another one that was really in that the original Broadway show. So approaching the show, you had auditions some time ago, I think back in July. So tell us what you were looking for in the cast.
Well, I think you're looking for something different in everybody. Obviously, everybody always wants the, especially the three leads, Judy and Violet and Doralee, to have a great chemistry. And obviously, when you have good performers, those people are able to find chemistry no matter what. But I was looking for a very different vibe from each woman. When we're looking at this musical, there's sort of very much like an archetype for each woman that you see represented in the business. And so I wanted to make sure that every woman really had her own flavor and could represent a lot of different things about being a woman in general and being a woman in the workplace especially.
Very good. Tell us also how you got connected. I don't know if you completely answered that, how you got connected to Memorial Opera House, because you're from Texas and I guess moved to Chicago. So tell us that connection.
Yeah. So I moved to Chicago to study at Second City and to perform in musicals. I'm an Actors Equity Union, proud union member. So I moved to Chicago for the performance opportunities as well. And I got more and more interested in producing myself. And so one of the days that I was applying for another director job, I happened upon the application to direct for 9 to 5. And so I reached out to them. And that's how we got connected. They gave me a call back a couple days later and it seemed like a good fit.
Is this your first time with Memorial Opera House?
It is. Yeah.
So you studied at Second City. Are you in the conservatory or
where? I graduated from the conservatory.
Very
yes.
Good. I asked that because my daughter went through the training program and started in the conservatory, but she was going to college and everything, couldn't do all of it. So very.
Yeah, it's a lot. I didn't realize how much I would have to sort of choose between that and musical theater. I thought I could straddle both. And instead, I had to take many hiatuses and come back. And performing and learning don't necessarily go hand in hand in that respect. But I learned a lot in both arenas.
So do you have any challenges on doing 9 to 5 in Memorial Opera House?
I think any director has a lot of challenges. I think some challenges that have been unique to this particular experience have been, I don't know if you guys have heard about this, there's a pandemic happening right now. It's pretty inconvenient.
Yes.
And so that's, I think, been our biggest obstacle, is just trying to keep everybody safe. People's availability has been less, you know, robust than it normally would probably be in the performance arena, because people have different levels of concern about all of this. And just trying to navigate the best way to put on a live show around each other and make sure that people are safe, make sure that people's personal levels of concern are addressed, and make sure that our audience is safe when they come to see the show. So I think we've done a pretty good job of that. And then other than that, I would say globally, one of the struggles that I have as a female director and producer is that I am 5'3". I have a sweet little voice. I think I also present a little bit younger than I am. And so one of the things I have issue with from time to time is that you kind of have to do a little bit more legwork sometimes to gain the respect that just being in the position of director should automatically come with. So that's something that there's just a little bit more emotional labor for women from time to time. And what I love about Memorial Opera House is that Scott McDonald, the executive director, Natalie Klobuchar, the artistic coordinator, everybody has been very, very supportive and made me feel very appreciated and respected the talents that I bring into the room. But that's just one of the things globally that I notice as a woman
Emily, have all the rehearsals been in person or were they Zoomed initially?
They've all been in person. Yeah. And I made the difficult choice to request that everybody in my cast be fully vaccinated, which I know can be polarizing, but we thought that that would bring people the most comfort when they were spreading aerosols, singing songs to each other's faces.
Very good. Well, about ready to wrap up. Tell us the show dates again. You had already had your opening weekend, so you're still running through October 3rd.
Yes. Yes, amazing weekend. We're running Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays through October 3rd. Come on out. It's going to be a really, really fun time. We have an incredible cast, really great production value, and I'm just excited to share this story and this show with you guys. So come out and see it.
Thank you so much. That's Emily Ramirez from Memorial Opera House 9 to 5 and running through October 3rd. Thank you so much for being on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Emily.